This is your Bloomberg ETF report for Monday, April 3rd. She swept the annual ETF.com awards this year, winning in five categories. She is a SPDR SSGA Gender Diversity Index ETF, which was launched last year and has about $291 billion in total assets. Inside ETF's chief executive, Matt Hogan, says she shows that gender diversity is an issue that resonates with investors.
I think what State Street is trying to do is by investors putting their money where their mouth is and putting their money to work behind companies that show that they value gender diversity in their workforce.
Jill Mavro, head of strategic relationships at SSGA, says she's thrilled with the awards.
And the fact that the industry has acknowledged this fund, she, and has acknowledged the self-indexing component of it is quite important to us as a firm and as an ETF issuer. And I think it speaks volumes in terms of how the industry has wrapped their arms around this product and really supported it.
She took top honors in categories including Best New ETF, Most Innovative ETF, and the People's Choice Award.
It is one of the few ETFs that focuses on gender diversity and takes a broader look at gender diversity, so not only board composition, but also senior management composition of these companies, which is really important to go the next layer down. The other component that differentiates it is that we built the index ourselves and we follow the index, and we're one of the first ETF issuers to do that. And so that's a really important component. It opens the doors to future opportunities.
The ETF has gained about 5% since the start of the year and has a 12-month dividend yield of 6.4%. Its expense ratio is 20 basis points. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.